This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, folks. You remember that Tuesday mornings in the 11 o'clock hour, we always spend a little time visiting with folks, difference makers in our community. We call it our NOLA Coalition segment. We've been doing this for quite a long time now, and we really enjoy this segment because we learn a lot about what's actually going on in the trenches in our community, not-for-profits that are making a difference each and every day. We recognize the importance of the not-for-profit community because we do know that government does not always have the assets and resources necessary to provide all that is needed in a respective community. And the not-for-profit community actually fills those voids. And thankfully, we're a very giving community here, and we have had the opportunity to meet a lot of great folks, and today will be no different. We are joined by Michelle Clark Payne, president of the Junior League of New Orleans, an organization that's been around 101 years. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for joining us. Michelle, if you would, tell us a little bit about the Junior League. Actually, we announced, you know, our guest, and I received a bunch of texts this morning, I guess, of ladies that want to join. They were saying that they had heard they needed a referral, but they don't have one. How do they go about joining your organization?
Yeah, well, that's wonderful news. We would love to have any members who are interested in joining us. You actually don't need a referral anymore. That is something that we used to require, but any woman 23 years and older is welcome to join our organization. You know, we are focused on giving back to the community and making a difference, and we are looking for women who are interested in doing just that. And so our applications are not open at the moment, but there are ways that they can get involved, and so we would welcome them to check out our website, jlno.org, and they can find out some more information and find ways that they can come and join us in some of our events.
So tell us about what's going on with the Junior League now and the programs that y'all are involved in.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, to start us off, we are 100 years old, and we're very proud of that. We have over 1,800 members of our community, of actives, of sustainers, of new members, what we consider. And these are women that want to make a difference in the community. And we have a ton of different projects and initiatives that have really evolved over the years as a way that we show up, to your point earlier about, you know, when the community needs us, there are programs and things that we have developed as a league to respond to that need of the community. And so there are some key projects right now that we have that in ways in which we give back to the community. So a few just to mention are our diaper bank. Many people do know us for our diaper bank, and we're very proud of that. We've had our diaper bank. It's the largest in the Gulf South, and it's been around for over 10 years now, and we are proud to say that we actually just exceeded our 10th million product. that was distributed to our community. And so those in need, and the goal of the diaper bank is really to reduce that diaper need in the greater New Orleans area. So that's just one of the many ways that we provide resources and impact to the community and serving those families that need us.
And that's both when you say diaper bank, explain, if you would, explain that program in more granular detail for folks.
Absolutely. So the diaper bank is one of our many projects that we are run here at the Junior League. So it's volunteer led, and it's a way that we raise funds to purchase diapers, period products, and adult incontinence products that we then, we have a warehouse that we actually package and distribute them back to community partners who then give them out to families in the community. So there's a huge diaper need in our community. As we know, diapers, allow women to go back to work, allow families and households to do the things that they need to do to have their families prosper. And so these are ways, it's not just a diaper, although a diaper, goes a long way, but especially right now with costs rising and various things that families, especially here in Southeast Louisiana, are facing, a diaper can really help a family out and provide them what they need to allow them to go to work, to put their kids in childcare, to do various things.
And they're not cheap, right?
No, they are not. I have two little ones. They're faithfully out of this stage, but it is very expensive. I mean, in a year, a child can use thousands of diapers, honestly. And the costs continue to rise. And so, so this is hopefully just one burden that we can help alleviate to allow that family to then, spend that money on groceries or, various other essential needs that they need for their family and to survive.
Now, you guys have some other programs that y'all are involved in as well.
Absolutely. So another one that we love to talk about amongst all of them, but is what we call WE Fellowship, and it stands for Women Entrepreneur Fellowship. And this was a program created by our league that provides local women business owners with mentorship, training, and financial support to grow their businesses and make meaningful impact in the community. We also have various signature events that we have. One is coming up in a few months. We touch a truck. And so this is one of our fundraising activities. And this is an interactive event that allows children to explore, vehicles, including, things like construction trucks or emergency responder vehicles. And this is a fundraiser. So then those funds then are used for some of our programs that go back into the community to provide kind of that direct impact that we were talking about earlier.
Now, you guys also collaborate with a number of organizations on initiatives together as well, right?
Yes. One of our other events that we have is Covenant House, which many people maybe listening are familiar with. It's an incredible nonprofit organization in our community. And we partner with them to host birthday parties for the kids or young adults, I should say, that are at their facilities once a month. So that's just one example. We have a great partnership also with YEP, and our amazing members provide clothing back, and they have a way that they can give back to YEP that then YEP then sells those clothes back into the community to make funds and, for their programming. So there's lots of different partnerships out in the community that we work alongside many collaborative partners.
Now, y'all are, I think I read this, you guys are a grant awarding organization too. When you have a worthy initiative that folks want to start up, y'all actually invest back into the community that way.
We do. There's actually two different ways we invest that I would love to share with you. One is called our Community Assistance Fund, and this is actually open right now. So any nonprofits in the community that are centered around advancing well-being of women, they can apply for a grant right now. They're awarded the amount between $5,000 and $20,000, and it supports some of our areas of focus, which include economic opportunity, physical and mental health, and family assistance. So Applications are open right now. You can find all that information on our website, which is jlno.org, and then the deadline is August 1st. So community assistance fund grants are one way in which we give back, direct money to nonprofits, kind of achieving those goals just mentioned. And then another one that we do is we provide women with scholarships. And so these are women that are looking to go back and further their education in various areas. And so that's another opportunity in which we do give out funding. That scholarship, that application doesn't become open until the springtime. But that's another way in which we do give back direct financial aid to the community members.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What do you guys are involved in so many different things, and I know that y'all meet frequently. What do you hear from your members as they look at the city today as one of our biggest challenges?
That's a great question. I think women and families face a lot of struggles, and especially right now, the rising cost of making ends meet, I think, is challenging for a lot of families out there. I mean, we know the data shows nearly one in two individuals are kind of at or below the ALIS threshold or the poverty line as well. And so, you know, just struggling to make ends meet. So we're trying to provide those, you know, various training opportunities or that direct financial aid that we just discussed, or diapers in the sense of the diaper bank. So just providing individuals and families with things that will hopefully provide relief to them and allow them and their families to live, those successful and happy lives that, you know, put them on that path of what they're hoping to achieve for their families. And so I think that's really, you know, we just had a wonderful new member class of about 120 members, which is wonderful, and we're excited. And, you know, I asked the question to each of them of, you know, what brought them here. And the answer unanimously was around wanting to make a difference in the community. And so we have a very diverse group of members that are all ages, 23 and up, and various stages of life. So they provide mentorship, not only to one another, but to community members as well, or they want to give back, or they're looking for ways to spend that time and provide that meaningful difference in the community. So I think we have members that there's many different ways in which they want to show up for the community. And that's one unique aspect of Junior League, is we have lots of different ways, whether that's, you know, maybe more so in the event space and you want to fundraise, or you want to provide that direct community service back to the families directly. We have kind of that array of options. And I think that is what is attractive about our league to our membership.
One of the things that always struck me about Junior League is that y'all have members multi-generational, you know, within a
yes.
family,
mm-hmm.
Within the organization. And then individually, you have people that are involved for like 30, 35 years. You don't see that many times in a not-for-profit community.
No, and I think that is definitely unique about our organization. We have had members that are 50 plus years in this league because they know and see the difference that the league and its members make. And it's also a value to them as an individual. You know, we have over 1,800 members, and all of these women are, majority these days are in the workforce and powerful, dynamic individuals, in their own paid careers. And yet they want to also spend time volunteering and giving back and using what extra time they have to really make a difference, with a dynamic group of women alongside of them. And I think that's, it is a very unique experience. I myself have been involved for over 11 years now. And to look back and just think about the difference the league has made in me as well, and the number of women that I've gotten to meet and the opportunities I've been able to give back in the community. I think, it's a very unique, experience for any member interested in joining us, or just any partner out there, or community that wants to partner with us. We oftentimes look to the question earlier about, you know, we look for the need in the community, and the great thing about our organization is we're able to adapt and respond to that. So whatever that looks like, we continue to evolve through the 100 years we've been in existence and just continue to show up in the best way we can for the community.
We're visiting with Michelle Clark Payne, president of the Junior League of New Orleans. Michelle, what has been y'all's experience and interaction with NOLA Coalition?
The NOLA Coalition is a great group that has really, I think it goes back to our core mission of that idea of it takes all of us working together to make a difference. And I think we as a women group see that amongst the women that we get to work with, but I think that also involves community collaborators and just like the NOLA Coalition. And it really takes everybody working together to make that difference, because we know the need is so great that all of us play a unique role, and then the power of us all coming together to make that difference is really what it's all about. And I think that's what drives kind of our membership and being part of the NOLA Coalition and all working together to achieve that greater goal of, you know, a safer community and various things that we all, as residents of New Orleans, you know, in the greater New Orleans area, hope to achieve as well.
I have to imagine that at 1,800 members, other than maybe a Mardi Gras crew, y'all have to be one of the largest organizations in the city, right?
You know, you're probably right. I can't answer that without a doubt, but I will definitely look that up afterwards. I think you're right. I mean, I think we have that long-standing membership and the numbers, and, you know, we just actually had a meeting this morning of our membership. And our members are wonderful. They show up in droves, and they want to give back, and they want to be a part of this community. And so I think, yes, I do, and I think we're very proud of that. We're actually the 10th largest league across the nation. So we have one of the largest memberships as a whole from a junior league standpoint as well.
Absolutely. And again, for those that texted in earlier this morning, jlno.org for more information. If you want to become a member, I think you said membership is not open at the present time, but there's other ways to get involved. So when it does open, that you have a better idea of what you're getting involved in and exposure to the organization.
Yes, absolutely. And it will open again back in the spring. But there are other ways that we would love to get potential members involved right now. So, yes, if you go to that website, jlno.org, or visit our headquarters, we're 4319 Carondelet Street. We have a wonderful building and wonderful team members here that can help, you know, answer questions and discuss how to get involved. So either way, we would love to get people involved with the league and giving back to the community.
Michelle Clark Payne, President, Junior League of New Orleans, thank you so much for all that you do for this place that we call home. We truly appreciate it, and have a great week.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.